Let's get nuts!
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
You know, one thing that great coaches will always tell you, especially the ones that are highly volatile, is if he didn't yell, he wouldn't care. And so like to tell Nick in Ohio, hang in there, Nick. You were doing the Lord's work.
That's my guy, Nick.
And just know that Goo loves you.
And, I do.
And the opposite of love is indifference. It's not hate.
Yeah.
And that was not an indifferent guru. He's a passionate man.
Oh, man, come on.
And he and
a lot
he cares
of people
about
agree
you.
With my take, and a lot of people agree with yours. But, Steiny, I'm dying on the hill. This team is better than this plan. And, yeah, they need enhancements. But before we get back to it, I've been mentioning my trip. You asked me about Mississippi. I know you're a man of many definitions. You like information. And I said I was sipping moonshine. If I were to ask the great Matt Steinmetz, do you and Carter know what's in moonshine? Would you two be able to answer that?
I'm going to throw a couple words out there. It's closer to like grain alcohol than anything. Is it Everclear? Isn't that what it's called?
Yeah, Everclear is grain alcohol, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
I don't think it's...
Shout out Bushwick Bill from the Ghetto Boys.
I don't think it's
Boys.
Exactly grain alcohol, but it's up there.
It's corn. It's a mixture of corn.
What was the alcohol content level?
Of that, I don't know, but let's just say this. Wink, wink, it worked. How about that, Carter?
I mean,
moonshine, that's Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah, I think two sips of moonshine and you'll feel it.
Yeah, unless it tasted really good.
If I see another red plastic cup, Steiny, please, done.
There's no way
Steiny, I'm
that
done.
Tastes good.
Oh, it was great. Steiny, it was great.
Did you mix it with anything?
Well, they had cigars and all that stuff.
No, I mean.
Oh, no, it was straight. And they were like, it was that peer pressure, drink it. Hey, I had to drink it. Oh, boy. Yeah, a lot of yeast, Steiny, and corn. Mm. Moonshine.
Yeah.
Hey, how was the Niner practice and all that? Going to the laughing
We didn't
month?
Go.
Well, yeah, you did the show.
Shasky and Spadoni went to practice.
Awesome.
And then we had Spadoni call in.
I missed that.
I'm sorry. We had Shasky call in after the practice, and he was concerned. The defensive line just ran roughshod over the 49ers offensive line.
Well, Denver has a good defense.
Oh, so that's okay.
No.
Sure, that's fine.
Well, let me just throw
this.
If
they're really good, then that's okay.
I got to be honest. They got manhandled. And what can you really truly take out of a preseason game? But what I did see, guys, and you tell me, Steiny, and I know it was Mac Jones, but they kind of scored on – they did score on some of the starters on the Denver defense when they got in the end zone. So there's that, but – obviously, you want that to be Brock Purdy. But, man, these injuries with the Niners, something or nothing. Hmm. I'm asking you.
Well, I was reading a story yesterday in SF Gate by a gentleman named Drew Maggery, who every year writes 30 columns or 32 stories on each and every football team, and it's entitled Why Your Team Sucks. And it's just...
What?
Yeah. It's
I got to check it out.
He does them for all 32 teams and just... You know, he just kind of rips each team. And the one thing that he wrote was, since Kyle Shanahan has taken over the San Francisco 49ers 8 years ago, the Niners have had more injuries than any other team in the NFL. So make of it what you will.
Make of it? Because there were years in the past, and I'm like, you got to look at the training staff. We talked about it with O'Neal. Like, Steiny, what do you make of that? Because that's data.
Well, what I make of it is maybe there's something there. I don't know. What I said yesterday is like whenever there's a here's this is going to be very poignant.
Yeah.
You know, whenever you're ranking anything 1 to 30 or 1 to 10, there's always going to be a worst. There just is like. If it's not the Niners,
I was trying to tell Nick.
No, I'm just talking about the, you know, there's going to be a team that has more injuries than any other team, and then there's going to be a team that's healthier than any other team. Is there a rhyme or reason to it? I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you this. I'd rather be the Niners with what they've had in regard to 2019 with the success, the wins. And then if you want to be a smartass, you can and say, well, Guru, they lost the NFC Championship game because in play three or four, they lost their starting quarterback. But I'll say it hasn't hampered them to the degree that they couldn't get to two Super Bowls that I, you know, here I go. Give me a dollar, Sonny, because I'm saying it again. Two Super Bowls that they were up 10 points and could have won.
Wait, why did you bring that up again?
Because the injuries have
How is it relevant?
The injuries have not prevented them from derailing seasons last year on line one. But other than that, this last 5 to 6 years, the Niners have won just as much as anybody outside of the Chiefs. So with the injury bug, they get there and should have it twice.
They get to the playoffs every other year under Shanahan. That's what the math says.
Well, when Jimmy had the high ankle sprain, you know, that ended that season.
Right. I would say there had been at least two seasons under Shanahan where injuries cost him last year and then the year Garoppolo got hurt early in the season.
What about my boy back in town?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm about to tell you if you listen.
Yeah, sure.
Jeff Wilson Jr.
What about him?
Don't get mad
because I went off on Nick. Who did he play for last year?
Are you mad that I went off on Nick?
Who did he play? Well, kind of.
Why?
Because we're not going to get any more calls the rest of the week because people are now going to think you're going to jump them for no reason.
Well, you do it all day.
You do it
to me all day.
Right, but I don't do it to callers.
And I came from Mississippi and it's over.
I mean, Nick is one of our most loyal listeners
and callers.
And I
just told him how I felt. I was not disrespectful.
No, but you weren't very welcoming.
Well, he wasn't welcome taking those jabs. You thought I didn't see it? Jabbing me. And he had to you just come back and I had to give it to him.
Don't be a stranger, Nick.
I heard you do a sniff the other day.
I've been doing a lot of sniffs.
I did listen from the Dallas airport. I heard my Evan didn't pick it up. You did a sniff, though.
I got to figure out some sound here. Because you wanted to get to a bunch of stuff.
The baldy sound on McCaffrey.
Oh, right. We played this last week.
Yeah. But
let's not miss an opportunity. For Guru to over worry. This is Brian Baldinger. I know it's 3 days old, but it's fresh for Goo.
He had 50 carries last year after basically being the best player in the league the year before. We talked about it. I don't know if you're going to be able to see. I mean, I watched him warm up before the Green Bay game last year, and he looked fine. But he wasn't fine. You know, he looked like he was the same guy warming up, all of the drills that he does and all the things he puts himself through. I thought he missed a hole last year. The week before Green Bay, and I put it on tape, and Christian was like, he came up to me, and he's like, you know, he watches this stuff. He's like, man, I missed that, Baldy. You're right. He goes, I should have done this. And so, is he right?
Yeah, that wasn't the one. But
all right,
yeah.
Okay. We got
this was the one about the carries and what's left in the tank.
All right.
Christian has had, you know, his body has worn down. I mean, that's what all of that inflammation he had last year is a result of. Did he shake that all off? I mean, I don't know if you can lose a step because we've seen Dalvin Cook lose a step and he wasn't very good and he went to a couple different teams and he's out of the league. I mean, there's just so many hits that any of these guys have in them. And you just don't know when the drop-off is going to happen because I have a feeling it's going to be pretty severe. 50 carries isn't much of a sample. Let's see. I think we got to get into the season, Joe, before we realize what he is or what he isn't at this point.
Man. And I heard the from you.
Yeah, and we love Baldy, Sonny, but let's hope he's wrong. But because to me, if you're going to tell me the Niners are going to have a successful season, it's on him, man. He has to be that horse that he's been. But what if Baldy is right with the inflammation? He even gave you an example of what that diagnosis. But, Stani, let's hope he's wrong because we see this all the time with running backs. It happens. You don't even see it. It just happens. But, man, if somehow, you know, he's not what we're accustomed to him being when he's upright, I mean, then what are we talking about? Because I got questions about the Niners receivers even when they're healthy. Now they're banged up. But, boy, let's just hope Baldy's looking at the Carfax report on McCaffrey, and maybe he's wrong.
One more, Baldy.
I was talking to Aaron Jones yesterday for the Minnesota Vikings, and the thing about Aaron and Christian together. They both came out the same year, came out 2017. Those guys have tremendous vision. It's their greatest strength. They don't miss holes. I don't know how they do it. Aaron Jones, these guys going in their ninth year now. I don't know if you could tell in a scrimmage situation if Christian is going to hit every hole, if he's going to hit it like Superman, you know, with his cape on. I don't know if he is that guy yet or not. I don't know if he knows that, because usually most guys don't recognize either the loss of step or anything else until they do. I played with Eric Dickerson. I didn't know he lost a step, but he lost a step after an injury in 1989. He wasn't the same guy the last few years of his career. So I'm not sure what we're going to be able to make out of it right now.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. 29 years old, coming off a season-ending injury. He's had some injuries in the past.
No doubt.
And there's a chance that we've seen the best of Christian McCaffrey.
And will you agree with me that stating the obvious here, Stoney, I think he is the most important offensive player for this team. If they're going to be good, it has to be through him. Like, who else would you say? Kittle? Purdy?
Or Trent Williams? I mean, apparently this offensive line looks terrible when he's not playing. So I guess he's got to play, and he's got to play well, Trent Williams, because if he doesn't play and play well, how's McCaffrey going to have a great year?
Mm.
I don't see that. But I mean, to me, that's what Baldy's saying is, quite frankly, the theme of the year. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in the city. And, yeah, I mean, look, is George Kittle still in his prime? Can he have a year like last year?
I believe so.
Okay. Can McCaffrey have a year like 2 years ago?
I'm not ready to say he can't, but the Baldy, you know, all that sound, Stoney, you know, just has me. We're going to find out. We're weeks away.
Where's Trent Williams right now?
I think he can bounce back. And again, I'm hoping.
Where's Fred Warner? He was hurt most of last year.
He was on one wheel, still out there.
What about Nick Bosa? Where does he fit in?
A big part.
Right. So we have a lot of question marks on the Niners. We have question marks with their older players because they're coming off injury, and we have questions for their younger players, whether they can play in the league or not, and if they can play in the league, how successful can they be? So I anticipate some ups and downs this year for the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah, I wonder what that equates to record-wise. Carter got in my ear, and I know while I was out, Stoney, there was a lot made. You guys were out there, not at practice, but Shasky and others were. And Carter got in my ear. Speak to it. He didn't think both lines looked good Saturday in the game. Am I correct?
They were awful. The defensive line is so terrifying to me, honestly.
But there was no Bosa, though. So,
that's fine. I just think that at the end of the day, like, they have no pressure on the other side, like on the other edge. And they're banking on this huge push up the middle from these nose tackles that they've drafted. And I'll tell you right now, Alfred Collins is not ready to be an NFL player. No chance.
Carter, I got to follow up. Wow. That's heat rocks, but
he's terrible rusher.
It was a preseason. It was one preseason game where Collins didn't even get the benefit of, or even do it with Bosa out there. So could that be an overreaction, or you feel like I don't even need to see more? That's what it is.
I mean, that was against backups, though. Like, I think that's concerning when you're drafting a guy in the second round. Yeah. And I mean, I would think if you're drafting a guy in the second round, you're thinking that he's going to play some heavy snaps for you in the regular season, especially with where their line's at. And he has no clue what he's doing with his hands. He just is trying to run straight through an NFL offensive lineman. It's just not going to work.
Well, man, Stoney, will. Does Purdy play this week against the Raiders in Vegas?
Probably not. But I don't know. I don't know what his philosophy. I mean, would you play McCaffrey in the preseason?
Not a, come on now. Well, Stoney, nope.
Okay, when he fumbles twice in the opener, then don't complain.
Man, it's just about how he, to Baldy's points, Donnie is going to respond you know, to the tackling, getting up from those tackles. And I've seen guys last year, I felt like even the year before, McCaffrey's so great when they could kind of pounce on him, Stoney and Sarah Goose him a little bit when they take him down because they know he's so electric. But, man, 29 is – that's really 31 as an NFL running back. So, you know, that's a concern, but we'll see how he bounces back. But it's imperative that he does.
Let me ask you a question. What is not a concern for the 49ers? What isn't a concern this year? And I'm doing this
you want me to be
for
honest?
A reason. Yeah. Yes.
Brock Purdy.
Okay.
And so we got to get into those rankings, too.
Middle linebacker.
Mm. Fred.
I would agree with that.
But Fred without our guy Greenlaw.
Which he didn't have last year.
Yeah.
I think
he's
used to
it. Last year. He was so good still.
Well, after he got hurt, he was on
He was on DPOY track prior to that, though. He was that good. I mean.
Would you ask that for a reason, you say?
Yeah. But now I forget. What was the question again?
What's the most concerning? One thing you know of about you're for sure about the Niners? He said middle linebacker. Okay. I said quarterback.
Okay, so those are two. I would agree with Warner. I think, and I would say Warner's much more of a sure thing than Purdy.
Yeah, Kittle too.
Kittle's going to be solid. You would think. So we got. I mean, I'm not saying it's necessarily a bad thing, but if you're telling me the one thing you're counting on and you're the most sure of is Brock Purdy, who's coming off a little bit of a down year.
Yep.
That tells me that there's a lot of questions on this team if you're feeling the best about Purdy. That means you're worried more about the O-line than Purdy.
No doubt.
I am too.
All right.
I'm worried more about the D-line than Purdy. I'm worried more about McCaffrey than Purdy. I'm worried about the depth at receiver and the quality at receiver more than Brock Purdy. I'm way more concerned about Jake Moody than Brock Purdy. The secondary is full of questions. That's why when I look at this team, I think we got to get ready for a little bit of a roller coaster.
Man.
And it's the other part is it's going to be a little more challenging to get a true feel for this team with that schedule. I just think it's going to, even during the year, if they're ripping wins off, I just wonder if it's going to be enough because they're just not going to have a lot of big boy opponents. Mm. And
well, you got, Stoddy, I got to keep it real. You got six hard games, I believe, from the Rams, Cardinals, and Seahawks. So I know you play 17, but, you know, that ain't easy street. Those do count, and I know they're divisional games regardless, but I think all three of those teams have improved. So right there, is it really just a rinky-dink schedule? Because we always see worse to first.
It's a rinky-dink schedule. It
is a rinky-dink like Denver schedule. Last year. They were terrible the year before, and then last year they made the playoffs. So who's to say that team is not on the Niners schedule? You know, a team that we think are just...
I'm sure one or two of the teams may be better, better than we think, but not all nine terrible teams are going to be...
I just don't know with these injuries, Stoney, how you get continuity. Austin in San Jose is saying, Guru, how can the Niners afford to rest their players when all the other teams are playing their starters? I would say this to Austin. It's not all 100% they're resting. Stoney, guys are hurt. I don't know what's going on with Jennings. Evan mentioned he might not practice, but be at practice. And I guess while I left, the Niners got good news. Ayuk might be a target date week 6.
Yep. Perhaps. Where's the one I wanted to play you about Jennings? Jennings. This is Shanahan on Jennings.
Juwan is a calf that he missed all last training camp with. You know, it's something that we don't think will be too serious, but it's bothering him now. And depending on how much he misses, I mean, I always want guys out there. It helps him. It helps the team. But Juwan was all right last year, too, missing some time.
All right, so it's an injury. Do you believe him?
I lied.
I know when I left last time, I was 50-50. What if I told you I'm 70-30? He's legit hurt.
We'll notify him, and hopefully he'll feel better about that.
And now you got something with the rookie Watkins, who I guess was looking good. He's got a ankle sprain, high ankle sprain.
Yeah, he's going to be out a month. He's going to be out a month. On the other side, I am, you know, I'll push it to the other side. Right. The stuff about Purdy and the quarterbacks and the rankings, et cetera, man. Et cetera. We'll figure out where Purdy fits.
Yeah.
But a lot of questions.
No,
for our Bay Area teams, it's natural. See, the reason that it's natural is because though they didn't win a title, the 49ers made a run at it a couple years, and when you're done making a run at it, it's invariably a transition.
No doubt about it.
And that's
it.
Where we are with the 49ers and with the Warriors. So I don't know what to expect from either of those teams this year. I have no idea, and I mean that. I could see the 49ers being much better than people think because they're buttoned up and their schedule stinks. I could see them being worse than we think because we underestimated the youth on the team and we overestimated the older players and how they would come back.
Well, it's the dependency of the youth now. Like, these guys got to play.
Well, exactly.
And they got to play well, you know? So I'm not saying they can't do it, but we'll see. But I'm just starting to wonder, Stani, I know a lot was made, and rightfully so, about how injuries ravaged their season last year when they won six games. And I'm not making excuses, but are they behind the eight ball now with the injuries going into the season? Or, Nagoo, you don't want to hear none of that. You got to go out. Everybody's got a story. You got to be ready week one.
Well, that's what we got to find out. Mm-hmm. We don't know. And I was thinking the same thing. Chicago Jason, you said something like, well, they better play well. Or what?
Or you're not going to win.
Right.
Yeah.
But I got news for you. They're not all going to play well because they're all young players.
No, I wouldn't bet they would all play well. I hear you. My thing is just, I don't know what you're, if I were to ask you, Stani, real quick, what do you accomplish in preseason? Obviously, youngsters getting their first taste of NFL action, rookies. But the bottom line is what's going on around the league is injuries. You just don't want that one or two injury to the wrong person, but they're getting hurt, just soft tissue injuries left and right.
We'll see. Is Purdy healthy?
By all accounts, him and Pearsall are making
Kittle
music together.
Is Kittle healthy?
Yes, he is.
Is McCaffrey healthy?
That I don't know.
No, he is. He's healthy.
He says he is.
He's healthy. Is Warner healthy? He is. Is Bosa healthy? He is. Is Trent Williams healthy? He's supposed to be. It's like, so, I mean, with all due respect, okay, Jordan Watkins is out for a month.
You.
He wasn't supposed to play anyway. You hopefully get Ayuk back week six. I mean, their big boys are healthy outside of Ayuk. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. I mean, if you're a 49er fan, what kind of year are you bracing for, quite frankly? I mean, I wouldn't – if you're a Niner fan, how can you not come into this year thinking, I wonder what's going to happen? Because it's hard to think you know what's going to happen with this team.
Well
right
said.
Now. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.